We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? Monday morning in the District of Columbia. My name's J.B. Finley. His name's Brian Mitchell. He's an NFL legend. I'm a blogger. Combined, we make B. Mitch and Finley.
A blogging legend.
We got a hell of a show lined up for you today. B. Mitch, how many days do you think it is till the Washington football team takes on the Los Angeles Chargers?
I'm going to go with 94.
90. Flat.
Nah, it dropped down that much?
90 days.
It's starting to move now.
Dude, 90 days till week one in the NFL.
Uh-oh.
Things are moving.
Uh-oh.
We're going to dive deep into that. Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post joins the program at 11 a.m. 11:45, we got to check in on these Nationals. Max Scherzer's groin has me worried. Jesse Docherty from the Washington Post will join the show. 12:45, we're taking a look at the Chargers. It's time to start scouting the opposition. Chris Hare, who covers the Chargers, will join the program. And at 1:45, we'll wrap it all up with Heard It Here First. Right now, though, there's a lot going on. Starting with a possible hot sauce drinking. So we had our weekend parlay. Everybody hit their bet. Did you hit your bet?
Yeah.
I hit my bet. Everybody but Cody has hit their bet.
And we're pulling for Landfill.
Now, Landfill is in the thick of things. Landfill has bet on Scotland. They're playing the Czech Republic in the European Open.
I don't know how the hell he comes up with these bets.
I don't know how any of these dudes come up with these bets. Landfill, what's the score in there?
It's currently 1-0 Czech Republic.
So we need Scotland to win for Cody to drink the hot sauce.
That is correct.
2-1.
So we need two goals.
What if it ends up in a tie?
Tie does not win. I bet Scotland to win.
We only have one person that lost, though.
That's true.
Mm. Ooh, that might be a interesting little caveat.
I'm just saying, because if it's a push, it's a push. But if it's a loss, we say if one person loses, they drink.
Cody Betts, are you prepared? If it's a tie, do you have to drink?
I'll be in talks with my attorney.
Did you not see the fine print in that contract?
Never signed anything.
Attorneys are not allowed.
Never signed anything.
Scotland just hit the crossbar, by the way.
Ah, come on, Scotland. Friday, Scotland plays England, and I'm going out for that. That's going to be a fun one.
Are you betting on it?
Probably. But I don't know that I'll make that my weekend parlay. I try to win my weekend parlay just because I don't want to drink the hot sauce. Or I want others to lose.
Okay.
It's a good performance, though, this weekend for the parlay.
Yeah,
we've hit four of six, no matter what.
So far. Right, man.
Well, four of five so
four
far.
Four of five at this point, and we hit five of six once.
Yeah. How was your weekend, B?
My weekend was fantastic.
Well, you haven't even got to the best part about the weekend parlay. Cody had originally picked, I think it was the Pirates minus.
Brewers minus 1.5.
Brewers minus 1.5. And then his guy, Pablo, texted him and said, you need to take the Orioles over. Brewers won by like 8 runs.
Have you ever met Pablo?
Let's take a walk down this lane.
But he went 12-2 last week. So okay, a lot better than me.
12-2? Okay. So what's Pablo's winning percentage in average? 12-2 last week.
Better than me, by far.
Okay.
And the Brewers only won by 3.
So anybody that goes better than you, you listen to him?
Yeah, usually.
Okay, well, you should listen to Stallion. He went better than you this weekend, too.
I will not listen to the Stallion.
But I mean, if you keep losing on these parlays, you're about to get that name, Stallion.
I think it might be the chair.
The chair?
It's the chair. Stallion moved out of the chair. Stallion's winning. What is this?
You were at MGM yesterday. How'd you do there?
I was sitting in the Stallion chair.
Blackjack or slots?
Blackjack.
Do you still believe you have a technique at winning slots?
I mean, not really, no.
Okay, because there have been times where you've tried to tell us that he has a technique at slots. Can you share that technique?
When there are progressive slot machines and they go off at certain numbers, yes.
Okay, so
what's, you've got it figured out. You've got slots figured out.
When you go a lot and you see that they hit around the same numbers every single time, you're like, okay, well, that's when I'll play them.
So, but I think when you...
Does anybody believe that theory?
I think if you go a lot, you lost so much money, you need to win to break even.
Yeah, I don't think there's a technique to winning at slots. I'm gonna go on the record.
One person that I knew personally that always won at slots was John Thompson.
Really?
The second. And Coach didn't play dollar. He didn't play none of that penny crap. He didn't play. He played 25 on up.
$25 slots?
Yeah. And they be going, bing, ding. It don't fall like, tick, 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 tick. When they fall, they go, ding, 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 ding.
What's falling out? Chips?
They have the big chips in them. You know, you start hearing a little sound.
And
Coach won damn near every time he played them.
You know, I was thinking about this weekend. You were telling that story last week about being at the Sixers-Lakers finals when Iverson.
Sixers ended up beating Milwaukee.
To go to the finals.
Yeah.
Between your connections with Big John and then being in Philly when Iverson was there, do you know Iverson at all?
Yeah.
What's he like?
I knew him before I got to Philly.
When he was at Georgetown?
He's a cool dude. I mean, he was a cool dude, and the thing of it is, like, there's that persona or perception you have of him, and then when you get with him, he's a totally different dude. He's just laid back and cool as hell.
Can we try to get him on the show? He's one of my favorite athletes ever.
You can try.
All right, that's your homework. So
homework?
Did you know him?
I didn't do homework.
When he was playing at Georgetown and you were playing for the Skins?
That's when I first met him.
Oh no! Did the Czechs just score again?
They did. Yeah, it was a great goal.
It was like a half court shot.
Cody is happy as hell. Cody doesn't want to drink the hot sauce again.
Scotland is terrible. This was a disaster of a bet.
Where did you come up with this bet?
It's ancestry. It's JP. I don't know why you made this bet.
It's JP's fault.
Yeah.
Oh,
I looked for it this morning but couldn't find it. I was running a little late. I was going to wear my Scotland jersey to work, but I couldn't find it. Maybe that's the problem.
They'd probably be down 4-0.
Friday, I'll wear it when they beat England.
I mean, they're not beating England.
To hell with England.
It's not happening.
Landfill, how on earth did you land on Scotland versus the Czech Republic?
He doesn't know.
Well, it was happening during the show. I think the other the other match, the one that's happening at noon, is completely ridiculous. They're playing at home. They should win. They're getting their asses kicked.
Are they playing at home?
They're in Glasgow.
Oh, that's where my dad's from. That's my people.
Your peeps.
So, a little bit of news here. I found this kind of interesting from Ian Rappaport. I think actually the Eagles announced it. The Eagles have signed a quarterback the Washington football team beat last season. You want to guess which quarterback they've signed?
Somebody they beat last season. The dude from Dallas?
Ben DiNucci? It is not Ben DiNucci.
Okay, it's not Ben DiNucci.
Leadville, don't cheat. I see you cheating. If you want to guess, you can guess.
No, I know what the answer is, but I'm just going to say the guy can't possibly be good because Washington beat him last year, and they only beat bad quarterbacks.
True. You got all another guess? It's not Ben DiNucci.
It's not Ben DiNucci. Andy Dalton? No, he signed with Chicago.
Yeah, he's with the Bears. Think further west.
Further west.
That ironically wasn't as far west as it was supposed to be for that game. It'll make sense when you figure it out.
I don't know.
Nick Mullins is the correct answer.
Isn't that the...
He was playing for the Niners,
yeah,
and they had to play the game in Arizona.
That's right.
Because of COVID nonsense.
Okay.
Nick Mullins. So your Eagles quarterback room is now
Jalen Hurts,
Joe Flacco, and Nick Mullins. That is not a group that is going to strike fear in the hearts of cornerbacks all over the league.
What's Sudfeld's first name?
Nate,
okay.
I wonder if Sudfeld's anywhere.
Is he? I thought he's gone, yeah.
I always liked Nate, man. He was a really nice guy.
That's the thing about it. You can like him and be a nice guy, but we need to understand.
49ers.
We are basically judging them based off of how they can play, not if they can be liked or not. A lot of these dudes can be liked.
I agree with you there. Yeah. You had a really good point last week when we were talking about the depth and or lack of depth at the defensive end position after mm-hmm. Chase Young and Montez Sweat. And I brought up, well, you know, they not only you lose Kerrigan, and they chose to let Kerrigan leave. Mm-hmm. You can't look at that contract any other way as a choice. But they also lost Ryan Anderson. And you said, well, what'd you lose?
Yeah, I mean, what did you really lose in the Ryan Anderson? When did Ryan Anderson – I know the first time Ryan Anderson came here, and I think I remember Scott Jackson and Doc Walker had done an interview with him. And they were talking about how serious he was, and he didn't laugh, he didn't joke, and he was so on the football. And I'm like, okay, fine. So when he gets on the field, we'll see. Now, I will say this. His senior year, his last year in Alabama, he played. He had as many big plays as anybody else on that football team on defense. But then he got here. He wasn't available. And when he was available, he wasn't very, forceful or good at what he was doing. So ultimately, what are you really missing in that? Ryan did come in and do some things when he got his chances. I don't think Kerrigan did. I mean, Anderson did anything.
You know that there's a Ryan Anderson basketball player that I think is perhaps more famous. If you Google Ryan Anderson, first the basketball player comes up. So then you have to Google Ryan Anderson football. And look at this random picture of this dude that pops up. It's a white dude in a tie.
That's not the Ryan Anderson.
That's not the Ryan Anderson we're looking for.
See, and I think a lot of times
that kind of tells you that Ryan Anderson, a second round pick.
He didn't do much. But I think people outside of the sport sometimes get caught up in the wrong things. Like when you play football, you don't have to necessarily be the meanest person. You just have to be the guy who handles his business. And when you get into the action, you may have to transform a little bit. I laughed and joked on the football field all the time until the ball was kicked off. But there are people who feel like they got to be 24/7. They got to be in this character. You know, I got to be. And then they get on the field and they can't break themselves out of a damn wet paper bag. That's a problem.
Yeah.
I think you watch a lot of people in sports who are damn good at what they do. They find a way to entertain themselves. Deion Sanders, he was entertainment in motion the whole time he was playing sports. But you can't say he wasn't serious about his craft because he was damn good at it. But there are those guys who just want to be this serious, serious person, and then they just
– Ryan had a funny side to him. Like, when he was in the locker room, he was funny and kind of easygoing. Why things didn't work for him, I think he's just a little bit of a tweener. I think he's not quite fast enough to be a linebacker, mm-hmm. and he's not quite big enough to be a D lineman, and I don't think he has that burst off the edge to be an edge rusher. So I think he's just a little bit short of a couple things he needs to be in the NFL.
But the drive that he supposedly had, from what I was told, you find a way to make that drive make you better at one thing you might be able to do. You know, Matt Millen wasn't very fast. He made every damn tackle. When Vaughn was the rusher up there in Denver.
Miller.
When Vaughn Miller started coming off the edge at his size, people didn't think he would. How about Elvis Dumervil, 5'11", 245 pounds? Is that the size to be a pass rusher? He has over 20 sacks in 1 year.
Yeah.
So you find a way to take what you have and be able to use it to make yourself look damn good at something. And that's the problem with, like, people that are tweeners, like you're saying, they settle instead of saying, well, you know what, I'm in between these things. I'm going to find a way to be damn great at one of them, and you go do it.
I'll add this. I think he might have been overdrafted a bit in the second round. I think he was kind of a third, fourth rounder. But the leadership and the tenacity, I think that was real and genuine. You say this, and we were texting about this last night when Barkley was saying mm-hmm. on Inside the NBA after that Suns Nuggets game. And you also need coaches that find the best ways to use people.
Yeah.
And if you look at the defensive staff for most of Ryan's career here in Washington, not a lot of...
That's a major part of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
what was James Harrison, was he drafted?
No.
But James Harrison, we see how much he worked. We watch how much he invested in himself. And you watch him on a football field, and you would say, that guy over-exceeded what he was. He wasn't drafted. He came from a small school.
Where did he go to school? And then remember?
I forgot the
name. Akron, wasn't it?
Akron?
Something like that. Some of a small, small school. But then he comes into this league, and that dude dominated.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Be hard. I think if you got some of the guys.
Kent
stuff
State.
In, Kent State, yeah.
Listen to this resume for James Harrison. 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro, 2-time Super Bowl champ, 2008 AP Defensive Player of the Year.
Hell yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
But look
well,
at
Steelers guys always get in
but
anyway.
Look at that, though. Not drafted, Kent State, and he got to the league, and what did he do? He worked. We see how many weights he lift. He was investing $500,000 a year into him. And people go, man, that's a lot of money. Well, damn, he's making $8.5 million. It's worth it. It's a hell of a payoff. But some guys do, they never, ever go beyond what they were when they got into the league. And then I don't see how, you know, you sit back and we go, well, damn, why did they never do it?
So I got a quick James Harrison story for you. 2014, the Ravens got on another playoff run. You remember they went to Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh. Then they went to Foxborough, had that 2-touchdown lead. And that's when Belichick started doing the crazy...
The timeout stuff?
No, not the timeout stuff. Remember they rolled out that new offensive set with the unbalanced offensive line. And Harbaugh went crazy and Brady came back. It's the greatest football game I've ever watched. It was, you go look it up. It was a division
about.
Round game between the Ravens and the Patriots.
He got under Harbaugh's skin.
Oh, he sure did. when the Ravens beat the Steelers... I was covering that game, and my job was to go in the Steelers' locker room and write a story, get sound for TV. I mean this sincerely. I've never been scared or intimidated in a locker room except going up to James Harrison, who is like the most yoked out, biggest dude in history. I mean, his traps are the size of my head. I mean, that dude is... wildly big, massive, and, you know, it's basic question, because I think Baltimore kind of ran away with that game. It wasn't close, and they gave up, I want to say 30, 35 points, and I just said something simple like, how did that thing get away from you? And I expected him to rip my head off. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to take the microphone and shove it down my throat.
Somewhere else, but go ahead.
Sure. And he's at his locker, and he kind of turns around, looks at me, and is a total pro. Just gave, like, he's like, yeah, you know, I was really disappointed. Flacco played well. Complete professional. Like, there was no, but you could see in his eyes the anger and rage of losing a home playoff game to their rival, the Ravens.
Did you get to him immediately, or was it a little time before you got to him?
I mean, it's when the locker room, he hadn't showered yet or anything.
Yeah, but I just say, like, I think sometimes it takes you 4 to 5 minutes to really, the pros, where they come down. So now you're doing the job. And I think for the most part.
He was a pro.
Most players understand that the media person, the person, that whoever it is doing a job. And they want.
And at that point, he's a 12-year vet.
Yeah, so he understands.
He knows. Yeah. He's answered tough questions about tough losses. But still, just the size of that dude, his shirt's off, he's in the locker room looking incredibly angry. I was shook. I was a little bit shook. Did my job. He was a total pro.
Kind of like he was when I was putting his face into the floor. Oof. At the
I was more than shook.
Trip.
I was, you know, more than shook there.
But he was real brave at first. Talking about, what was the man y'all kept calling me?
Helen Keller.
Yeah. Well, what did Helen Keller do? B. Mitch didn't do it. He wasn't laying the bed. I said, okay, keep it up.
It was stupid. It was quite stupid. When we return, I want to talk about Landon Collins a little bit, right here, 106.7 The Fan.
What's up, everybody? B. Mitch here, and since June is Men's Health Month, let me share with all my guys out there how I've improved my health and changed my life this winter. This winter, I was tired, I was weak, and unmotivated, so I decided to check out EMP 180. I started my program, and in weeks, I had more energy, less pain, and felt so much better. Bet you didn't know that belly fat men carry reduces T levels. making us tired, lethargic, and affects our performance in many ways. You know exactly what I'm talking about, your performance. Honestly, the results of the customized program had me feeling 15 years younger. Call my team at EMP 180 and start your own personalized program. Ask them about their special offer for just men, just for men, which includes a gift to encourage you to get out and active. Do what I did and join EMP 180 now and begin your journey to feel, look, and perform like the younger you. EMP 180, DC's gold standard for scientifically developed nutrition-based weight loss. You can call them at 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 or visit EMP180.com. EMP 180 weight loss. Look better, feel better, live better, and perform better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Landfill's definitely losing his bet. That's
sing
the good
loud,
news.
Landfill. Sing loud. Don't
let me hear the call.
Breath.
So the Scottish national team
Republica,
just gave up
checker.
One of the most outrageous goals. I mean, the goalie ended up stuck in the net.
Yeah, the goalie,
like it was
the
a
goalie
hammock.
Looked like he was on the Bad News Bears.
Tell me when you can play that, Landfill. Let's hear it.
En la marca, luego intentó el disparo y cuidado con esta. Allá viene Swift que quiere sorprender.
Republica Checa! I'm a proud Scotsman.
That means he kicked about a 40-yard kick, looped it over. It dropped maybe 6 inches under the top bar into the net, and the goalie from Scotland was wrapped into the net. He ran full speed into the net. He'd be lucky it wasn't nothing hard. He'd be dead.
I mean, that really was a remarkable goal.
So I think this one is over. Cody, you're off the hook.
You guys are trying to, like, reverse jinx this, and I'm not a fan.
I don't think, dude, we're not trying to reverse jinx anything.
Believe me. If I wanted to reverse jinx, I'd just write, you know, CR and start sending that text to the aunts over in the friends' quarters.
B-Mitch is always working voodoo angles. Not doo-doo, voodoo. All right. I wanted to talk about Landon Collins. I think we touched on this last week.
Okay.
The Washington football team has five safeties. Probably only keeping four.
Yeah.
Tell me who you're releasing. Okay? Cam Curl.
No.
No chance.
He ain't going nowhere.
Right. Bobby McCain, who you just signed.
It's a possibility. We signed somebody last year early, and he was gone later on in the year.
At that position. Derek Forrest, who you just drafted.
It's a draft pick. It's not a guarantee.
Fifth rounder. Not a guarantee, but
we got two people here.
DeShazer Everett.
I think Shays does so much on special teams that's how he stays.
Jeremy Reeves. Ron talked about him a lot.
That's five right there.
That's five, and we haven't gotten to Collins.
So you got six total.
You're going to keep four.
So you're going to keep four. So those three are battling
for. And I'm telling you, watching McCain this past week, I think he's on the team. Sean Davis never got on the field last year during training camp, and then they released him.
So wouldn't you think that? Even though McCain, he's a newer guy, I don't think they gave him no contract that means can't be cut. I think you're going to have to make a decision between three. Hell, you didn't say Apke. What is he playing?
You're right. I didn't even say him.
Did they move him to – you said he was playing some outside.
He played some corner.
Well, that's kind of a way to get rid of him or stash him and hold him. and say, oh, we're going to put him on. He can't go on practice squad now, can he?
Probably not. I mean, he's been in the league for 3 years.
Okay, so.
I don't see. Listen, I definitely don't see Apke on the team.
Well, that's seven.
Right.
So you have three people that are going to be out SOL.
I think there is wiggle room with Landon Collins.
Landon Collins, how do you get rid of him without him majorly hurting your team right now? So he's on the team.
Pup list. Here's my question. And we're all getting caught up in what happens with Landon Collins. Is he a linebacker? All these things.
I'm not. I just think that Landon Collins so far hasn't lived up to what he was supposed to be. But I think they're in a position to where they're handcuffed and they can't do nothing about it right now.
With the contract.
Yeah.
I agree. But here's where you don't have to make – at least you don't have to make a roster decision where you have to cut somebody else because of his contract.
Mm-hmm.
He blew out his Achilles basically Halloween of 2020.
Yeah.
Achilles is at least a year-long injury.
Yeah.
He's not going to be ready to go. So you put him on PUP and then you put him on IR.
That's cool, but you're still paying him.
Still paying him.
And it still stops you from signing somebody else.
But it allows you to not have to cut Jeremy Reeves.
Yeah.
What's going to be interesting, though, is Curl, McCain, Reeves, Everett, Forrest. And then think about the corners. Fuller, Jackson, St. Juice, Jimmy Moreland.
Moreland. I like Moreland.
Stroman, Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Johnson and Stroman both have the capability of returning punts, which I think this year is something that they need to worry about. We know one of my buddies who listens to us a lot, he got to give me some insight on who the hell is going to be the punt returner. I mean, I don't worry about
kickoff. You mean the person that's texting us?
Yeah.
I
don't worry about kickoff return anymore because they basically catch the ball and stay in the end zone any damn way. Even if they have a chance to come out, they don't come out. I want somebody who's going to be not just catching a punt, but a threat at that. Because the worst thing in the world for a team is you go 1, 2, 3, and you have to punt, and then somebody runs it down your throat and give their offense great field position. That person needs to be a weapon. And for years, we've just thrown people back there instead of legitimately having somebody who we thought was a dead threat.
What?
Even when they put my man D-Hall back there, why would you, he's a starter. Why, when you put him back there, you know, he's been focusing on a defensive, on a receiver all year, all week. And now you say, well, we need you to go back there for this one. You know, that's asking a lot of somebody. I need someone who, that is your job. And you take it damn serious to be able to go out there and consistently make some play. You're not going to make it every time, but I need to see more peaks than valleys. I saw a lot of damn swamps over the last few years.
Well, you know what's tricky, too, is we say they haven't, you know, put the time or effort into anybody there. Steve Sims looked like he was going to be good. I mean, last year went bad, obviously, right? But the first year, it looked kind of good for him. Yeah. Which is just
see, but that's the thing of it. It's like you look for growth in a person. Steve obviously has done this college, high school, pros now. I didn't do it in college or high school. But every year you saw some growth because I had coaches, especially in Wayne Sevier and then Pete Rodriguez, who taught me stuff about this thing. I watch a lot of these dudes, and you know, we had some discussions about coaches and putting you in the right position. And I'm watching things, and I'm like, if they're being taught that, the coach shouldn't be here. Because I'm watching dudes catch balls on the side. They're never squared up. They catch it going sideways. They're backing up. They're not catching the ball moving forward. You know, so it's like if you're inconsistent in fielding the ball and getting up the field, your blocking is going to be inconsistent.
And some of the stuff is simple. I mean, just heels on the 10 is
simple.
I mean, that's you learn that in fifth grade, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe you field something at the 8 or 9, but
depending on the hang time.
Right, I mean,
yeah. And what I'm saying is, and I know. If Santana was listening, D. Hall, they understand this. If you get to a certain level and you know you and the coach know your threat, they will tell you, because you know you have that little clock in your head. If that ball comes in there on a low liner, hell, I might catch that on the five and come back at you. Because you get certain leeway when they know what you're capable of. And I think we need to have someone who you're sure of. I'm watching us catch the ball 1 yard deep in the end zone and we kneel. Hell. They automatically slow up the coverage team when the ball goes across the goal line. So when they slow up, come at them. Let's change it up a little bit.
Sure.
You know, it's it's a different mindset. I don't know. I'm just aggressive. I don't know.
You are certainly aggressive. You are, however you would describe the Scottish goalie as
I'm the opposite
not aggressive, you are the opposite of that guy.
He was aggressive as he attacked that net, though.
it looked like a cartoon.
Oh,
the way
man,
he got.
That was cray-cray.
Any luck in there, Lamphill? Any new developments?
I think the Scotland took the worst player in soccer off the field, so maybe there is some hope.
The goalie?
No, the blonde striker who can't score from point blank range.
Is it blonde or bleach?
It's terrible either way. He's gone. Thank the Lord.
What's your next soccer bet, Lanfill?
I'm going to be taking Spain -1 today against Sweden.
Spain -1 against Sweden. Go Sweden.
That's just mean.
Wouldn't mind being at that game though.
Where is that?
It's in Spain. So I'm thinking that the
Spain is nice.
Yeah.
Spain has an advantage because the Swedes live in a land without sunshine, and they're going to a place with nothing but sunshine.
The Barcelona Dragons.
So they'll be screwed.
I was the reporter. I was doing the color. And
oh, you were calling games for
NFL Europe. So I go to look over the edge.
I would say bring that back.
I look over the edge, and I'm like, woo, man. I see why everybody looking over this. It's a new beach below where they practice.
Sure. I went backpacking.
I think I saw the rest of the practice.
I went backpacking in Europe after I graduated from college, and we got to Barcelona, and your head just doesn't stop spinning. Barcelona is the truth, people.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can get to Barcelona, go. You want it? The funniest thing? Imagine how much of a dork I looked like. So we did Running with the Bulls, right, in Pamplona. And for a couple days before
you
that,
you didn't jump on it?
I mean, I ran.
You didn't jump over one like Josh?
I did not do that. But I mean, I legit ran with the Bulls. That is wildly scary. I'll never forget the noise of all those bulls and their hooves on the cobblestone streets. But to try to make sure I was like in decent shape, I went for a jog on this beach in San Sebastian. And I don't know what came over me, but I started like throwing punches like I was Rocky. Jogging on the beach, and these girls were all like looking at me, and then I just noticed they were just blatantly laughing at me.
Yeah, because you look like a damn fool.
I definitely 100%.
They're probably like, he's boxing, he's not in no shape whatsoever.
No shape whatsoever.
But the thing about running with the Bulls, just be faster than that slowest person.
Yeah.
Because when they get him, they start trying to get him, and you just jump on the side.
You just can't be stupid. Yeah. Can't be stupid when running with
the
Bulls.
Yeah, like jumping over people.
I don't. All right. Coming up next, there's cause for alarm in the DMV. I don't want to set off a panic, but something we got to talk about.
Okay.
We're going to do that next right here. Beamish and Finley.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B-Mitch is offering me a horse. That's not going to solve the problem.
Yeah, you can ride a horse into work.
We got a big plan Friday. Everybody's invited. Barcel Nate's coming to town. He's going to come in studio, sit right here for the last hour for Ask B-Mitch Anything.
So I go have a few libations with Nate.
Right. 3 o'clock, England plays Scotland. So we're going to go to a I don't know if I want to go to the Pug. I don't know if they'll be open.
The who?
The Pug. My boy Tony's Bar. The beer garden on 8th Street. Have you been there? It's awesome. It's like a German-style beer garden that goes wild for soccer games. I think that could be fun. We go to Salt Line. We go to Walter's. We got a million options, right? The world is our oyster.
Is right over there.
What's that?
We can walk to everything right there.
Sure. The world is our oyster. And then we're going to go to the Nats game Friday night. Big day, big night. Cody Betts is certainly invited. So here's my thing.
Well, I'm going to do the early thing. I got date night with the wife Friday night.
Ooh, all right. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's every Friday night.
So
except my Friday night.
here's my issue is I don't want to have my car down here.
Why?
Because I don't think I'll be in shape to drive it home.
Uber.
But I thought Cody Betts could just pick me up and it'd be a fun thing.
This is the thing about I thought Cody Betts could pick me up. You mean Cody Betts got to wake up a lot earlier to go through traffic to come get you to work because you just can't do the adult thing and just get your little ass an
I was going to give him $20.
Which, that's still.
Imagine how many how if he invests $20 in his slots technique, yeah, how well that'll pay off.
If he's coming on a toll road, that $20 is gone already. It's $3.50 to get on at 28. I mean, the $1.50 to get on
so
at 28.
So when I go to Ashburn, I get on the toll road at the Beltway, and I get off at Sully Road, 28.
Yeah.
How much am I paying?
You're paying $5 right there.
That's $10 round trip?
It's $3.50 at Tyson's Corner. And then it's $1.50 right there at the Sully station at 28.
So that's $10 round trip.
And Cody Betts lives a little farther up, so he got to get on the Greenway, which is probably
I'm the Greenway is a ripoff.
That's at least $4.50 right
people
there.
People should not take the Greenway. If you're listening, the people in charge of the Greenway, the rent is too damn high for the Dulles Greenway. That thing should be lowered. It's like $8 to go a mile. Yeah. And I hate how slow that damn gate goes. Hate that gate.
Well, that's why you stay over there in Maryland. Stay in Maryland. Don't be coming over in Virginia.
Roads are free in Maryland. You want to cross a bridge?
Yeah, yeah.
Cross a tunnel? You got to pay for that.
Roads are free.
The roads are free.
Roads are free. Our property taxes maybe a little bit, but our values of our stuff go up a lot quicker. We have better roads. We don't have potholes like we do over here in Maryland.
We got potholes, baby.
Okay, so
we got potholes with a capital P.
But don't really talk about our place, man. But listen, Cody,
none of this is helping me get to work on Friday. That's all
Uber.
I'm trying to figure out.
Uber.
You just offered me a ride in the other room. What happened to that?
I told you before we left Uber because I started thinking about what all I had to do to go get you.
Can you get Brock in, please? Because Brock lives in Maryland. He lives relatively
Brock
close to me.
Brock already is saying 7 o'clock. He'll come get you at 7 o'clock.
Get Brock in here. So perhaps does any of our intrepid listeners want to give me a ride to work? I'll take an Uber. I just would rather.
That's what you should do. Take an Uber.
All right.
See, then you're not putting nobody else
out. I can take the Metro. Does the Metro still run? Is that closed with COVID?
How about try something like that? I mean, like, just do that.
I have a serious. Is the Metro running?
I don't think it is now. I don't know. I don't catch Metros.
I haven't taken the Metro in quite some time. Hello, okay. Bonk. How do you do?
That's the Metro on above ground.
What's up?
What's up?
Brock, I have an offer for you.
Oh, no. Does it involve cicadas or some sort of like online dating challenge?
No, ironically, it doesn't.
All right.
You never know. JP may want to do an online dating challenge while y'all driving.
Oh, okay. Oh, so just in person dating. I'm in. All right, let's do it.
We could bring cicadas or dating, whatever you want.
An aphrodisiac.
That's what they tell me.
Lord.
Here's my offer.
All right.
And I don't know how good of an offer this is, I'll be honest. Do you want to come into work super early on Friday and give me
no.
a ride?
Oh, it's feasible. That's something that could
Brock
happen.
Has given me rides home before.
That's right.
Yeah, because he's going that way.
Right. We live relatively close.
If I come through a certain way of the city, it's right on my way.
Right.
What time do you got to be here?
I go on air at 10.
All right. Yeah, I can do that.
Hey, ring the bell. Hooray for Brock. Hooray for Brock.
Well, see, you should ask Brock first because he lives in Maryland and he comes your way. But you instead ask the people that live in Virginia that got to drive way too
far. Now you've alienated your staff.
In other words, he's saying, I'm that
More
important
likes.
To where y'all want to get up a little early and come way to my house
Listen,
and give me.
I was going to give
not
Cody,
enough.
Somebody on Twitter says they'll do it for $25. Brock, I will.
See, that's $5 more than you offered Cody. And Cody got to go through tolls.
I will buy Brock's lunch Friday.
Sounds like a deal.
All right. Thank you, Brock. You're a gentleman.
All right.
And a scholar.
Hey, Brock.
Neither.
When you're done with that lunch, it should be about 150.
All right.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Order some expensive stuff that's going to be real damn good. You didn't cap the price.
Morton's.
Five Guys. Five Guys Fridays.
Morton's Fridays. I like it.
All right. We'll see.
Hey, be careful when you tell people I'm going to pay for your lunch. Their lunch may not be your taste.
Five Guy Fridays. I think that's established. Isn't that established, Wayne Phil?
He complained about the Five Guys price on hamburgers one day. He's like, $55 for hamburgers?
No, it was $82 or something.
Yeah, because you had to get here quick. And we added extra stuff. That's the day we got to get you to get a real big man burger instead of the kitty burger you were getting.
Dude, I got to tell you, we went out for lunch yesterday with my daughters. It's their first time.
They ate a bigger burger than you.
I told the waiter I wanted one taco. We were at Guapo's. Very good. I was like, sir, I just want one chicken taco. He's like, well, you can't really order one. I was like, that's all I want. So he.
But that's not, you can't just go make your own damn menu.
He talked me into three tacos, of which I ate one taco.
Took it home?
Took it up. The other two were good. They were good cold, which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. We know you're going to eat them later, but just in one sitting, you're like a kid.
I ate a lot of chips and salsa.
You can get some green beans.
I had two donuts.
What are they called? The green beans and the applesauce and the little
the pouches?
The baby Gerber.
Coming up next.
That'd be enough for you.
Going back to the Washington football team. Going to talk to Nikki Jobvalla of the Washington Post. Break down this roster. 90
Nikki,
days till the first game.
Hey, Nikki.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.